Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Well, I receive Omax 3 Ultra Pure product, and I don't recall ordering this. Hopefully you can help me figure this out.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Let's see. What would be your shipping zip code?
96776.
6776. Okay. And then what would be the first and last name?
Joseph Petrie.
Petrie. Don't get any results with that. Okay, let me see. Instead of using a zip code, let's just try the last name. So could you spell that last name for me?
P as in Papa, E-T as in Tango, R-I-E.
Okay. Still not pulling up any results there for you. Do you happen to have an order number, an order ID on that?
No, I don't.
On that shipment? Yes. And it's addressed to you there?
Well, I don't have the box that came in anymore. I just have a box of Omax 3 Ultra Pure. I ordered some vitamin D from another company, and I thought they came together, but I just called them, and they said this is not their product. And I looked at your box, and I see it's a completely different name. It, you know, their name was Purity Products, and so
right.
I'm looking at the your box with your phone number on it. And do you sell through some other do you sell through Amazon or something like that?
No, sir. We have our customer service line here customers can buy from, but also the website, you would have our main website, and then also you can go through Shopify to place orders.
Shopify, I never ordered this through Shopify. So you can't find my name or my zip code?
Well, yeah, well, I use the zip code, and it pulls up a list of customers under that zip code, but your name didn't match up with any of the customers.
Do you have other names under my zip code? Because it's a small population in the zip code.
Yeah, there was only one other name.
Could you tell me who that is?
I can't give you the whole name. I can kind of tell you what it starts with. Let me
see.
What was
the first name?
What was the zip code again?
96776.
Okay. The first name would be Mary.
No, that would not be me. I have a post office box 59 and a post office box 316 at that zip code. Either of those?
No, sir. Neither of those match up with that either.
And how about an address on Ka'apahu Road? That's K-A-A-P-A-H-U.
No, sir.
No.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is a mystery. Maybe they put it in
the
wrong box, and I didn't even look at the... That's possible.
Yeah, because it is the only customer that I have under the zip code, they do have a P.O. box there, so...
Yeah, everybody has, because we don't get postal delivery to our homes in this zip
code. Okay.
So that's why we all have post office boxes, and I have two because one's personal, one is business.
Yes, sir. And you don't happen to have that tracking number for that shipment
of
that
package?
No, I
don't have anything other than the box of capsules.
Right. Yes, sir. Yeah, it sounds like it may have been a mistake there with the local post office. I don't see anything with your name, no, sir.
No, but I mean, with that person's name, did they call you and tell you or get in touch with you that they didn't get their product or something like that?
I would have to see.
It's weird because I remember. Do you have? I guess that was the only name that came up under the zip code.
Yes, sir.
Not a business name, yeah, or
No, sir.
something else, and
No, sir.
not the name Gail Petrie.
No, sir. No, sir.
All right. Well. Okay. Thanks for your time. Hope you have a nice rest of your day. Aloha.
Sure.